The other day we talked about noticing. I believe it was voice note episode 10. And I mentioned that initiative pairs with noticing. So I knew that my constant chattering about taking initiative had worked when my daughter came home from one of her first jobs, so she was through the tween years, had her first job, and she relayed the story to me of when she had taken initiative for something, and her boss had noticed that she had taken initiative and commented on it, and she had said, "Yes, my mom drilled that into us that we should take initiative." And I thought, okay. All of that was worth it. If we haven't met already, I'm Marina Joy, and you're listening to Tween Talk Voice Notes, encouragement for mums of tweens as you go through these exciting tween years. Let's get into how you teach initiative. How can you encourage somebody to do something that requires them to intrinsically want to do something? Like, you can't force somebody to want to do something. So, how do you teach your kids to take initiative? Well, step one started with getting them to notice things, because you can't take initiative about things you don't notice. You can't, if you don't notice that. Somebody left something on the coffee table, and you have company coming over, and you maybe don't want that on the coffee table. If you don't even notice that it's there, you won't take initiative to move it. So, noticing is that first step. And then, once they're noticing, how do you build this intrinsic desire to take action? A couple of things as I was reflecting on this, and I like to kind of break things down step by step. How does it actually work? So think about what you wish your tween would take initiative and just do. So thinking about chores. And we want our kids to participate in the household, not just grudgingly do the chore because that's, their name is on the list for that chore. So, say for example, you wish they would just take out the trash in their bathroom when it got full. Like, that they would take initiative and just do that. So, if you have that in mind, wait till the trash bin in the bathroom is full. And then it's time to mention that, first of all, and say, "Hey, did you notice anything about the trash can in the bathroom?" So we're getting them to notice it so that they can then do something about it. And you might say, "Hey, go have a look. What do you notice?" Now, one of two things happens. Either they come back and they're like, "Oh, well, it's full." And it doesn't even cross their mind that they should empty it. That's okay. Be patient. Or perhaps you have a kid that would, once they have something brought to their attention, they will take initiative and do it right away. But whatever the case, say they don't. Say they don't empty it. And then you can talk about initiative and say, "Hey, so when you see the trash can full in the bathroom, it would be so great if you could take initiative," and use those words, "take initiative, and just take it out. Take out the trash, go put it in the main trash bin. And that would be fabulous." Now, it would be really great if they'd also put another bag in, but one step at a time. And then the next time you notice the trash is full, and you might just say, hey, have you checked the trash in the bathroom recently? Maybe go have a quick look. And you know that it's full because you have checked. So they go and have a look. And if they don't take it out, then talk about initiative and say, hey, so this is a great opportunity for you to take initiative. You noticed that the trash bin is full. You told me that. What could you do to take initiative to solve that problem?
Well, I could take it out.
Yeah, exactly. So don't worry if their tone is off or if they're grumbly. Just pretend that they're talking normally to you. Because if you start giving them the same attitude back, it's just going to spiral down and then nobody wins. So you're on the same team. You want them to be able to move forward with their best foot forward. They want independence, and taking initiative is part of building that independence when they can start to notice things and do them. And then the next time, you know, trash is full, and you say, hey, have you checked the, and you won't even get done saying the phrase, have you checked the trash in the bathroom? Because they know, have you checked the, yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And then let them do the thing. And then the next time it's full, you might have to say less. And they start to take initiative about this one thing. And then as you learn, as you work together to notice other things, they can start taking initiative, and it starts to snowball until they truly start taking initiative on things where they notice something and they do something about it. And that's when you want to say, hey, I noticed you took initiative and just, you know, put all the books away. We had company coming, and you noticed the books were scattered and you put them all away, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. We want to let our kids know that we appreciate them, that we're thankful for what they do, not in an entitled kind of, oh, great child, thank you for doing this, but truly, you are appreciative. Otherwise, you would have had to have done the thing. So now it feels more like teamwork. So that's how it works when you are teaching your kid how to take initiative. Start with noticing and then move to initiative. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for joining me for Tween Talk Voice Notes. And until next time, I hope you have a fabulous day.